Chapter 7, Jeroboam leads Israel back to idol worship. Under the rulership of Solomon, Jeroboam had shown aptitude and sound judgment. The years of faithful service fitted him to rule with discretion. But Jeroboam failed to make God his trust. His greatest fear was that his subjects might be won over by the ruler occupying the throne of David. He reasoned that if the 10 tribes should often visit the ancient seat of the monarchy, where the temple services were still conducted as in Solomon's reign, many might renew their allegiance to the government at Jerusalem. He determined by one bold stroke to lessen this probability. He would create within his newly formed kingdom 2 centers of worship, one at Bethel, the other at Dan. In these places the 10 tribes should be invited to worship God, instead of at Jerusalem. In arranging this transfer, Jeroboam thought to appeal to the imagination of the Israelites by some visible representation to symbolize the presence of the invisible God. Accordingly, he placed 2 calves of gold within shrines at the centers of worship. In this, he violated the plain command, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them." He failed to consider the great peril to which he was exposing the Israelites by setting before them the symbol with which their ancestors had been familiar during centuries of Egyptian bondage. His purpose of inducing the northern tribes to discontinue annual visits to the holy city led him to adopt the most imprudent of measures. "It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem," he urged. "Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." The king tried to persuade the Levites within his realm to serve as priests in the new shrines at Bethel and Dan, but in this he failed. He therefore elevated to the priesthood men from the lowest of the people. Alarmed, many of the faithful fled to Jerusalem, where they might worship in harmony with the divine requirements.